The Jedi Council activation begins at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Sunday, May 4th, and will run until about noon. Each of the operators will be on the air for about an hour, solo, so as not to interfere with each other in the confined signal landing and takeoff zone. Visitors can witness each of the operators using multiple modes, single sideband, CW and FT8, to make contacts, and more than 200 contacts are expected. The event will take place rain or shine, and refreshments will be served at the POTA Jedi Council event. The theme is appropriate for the day. May the 4th be with you. More information is at ARRL.org. 100 years ago, in April 1925, ARRL founder Hiram Percy Maxim traveled to Paris to form the International Amateur Radio Union, the IARU. Maxim served as IARU's first president, and ARRL serves as the international secretariat for IARU. 100 years later, IARU delegates gathered in Paris on April 26, 2025, to honor the centennial. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, ARRL CEO David Minster, NA2AA, and ARR International Affairs Vice President Rod Stafford, W6ROD, participated in the event, representing the International Secretary. There's been a change in the ARRL's Atlantic Division leadership. Martin J. Marty Pittenger, KB3MXM, has resigned as Vice Director of the ARRL Atlantic Section effective April 28, 2025. Pittenger had been Vice President since January 2023 when he was appointed to the role. He was elected in November of 2023 to a three-year term that began January 1, 2024. Pittenger previously served as section manager of the ARRL Maryland DC section. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will appoint a successor to serve the remainder of Pittenger's term, which expires in 2026. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, is governed by an all-volunteer board of directors. The elections are held for 5 of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. The Granite State Amateur Radio Association recently visited the Latter-day Saints LDS Youth Group in Peterborough, New Hampshire, for a demonstration of ham radio. Club members spent the day sharing their passion for radio technology with over 20 teens and parents.